On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them just as he was in the boat. And other boats were with him. And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" And they were filled with awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even wind and sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is quite a brief passage in the Gospel of St. Mark, but it contains so much in it, just like really every part of the Gospel has so many things in it that can help us in our relationship to God and can actually help us right now, whatever's going on in our life's journey. One of the first things we come to witness in this passage of the Gospel is we see the power of our Lord Jesus. The storm is nothing compared to him. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's majestic in his power, and everything else is subjected to him. He can command the storm to stop, and it will stop, and everything will be calm. The miracles of Jesus were done to move people to put faith in him, to believe that he is the Son of God, that he's all-powerful, that he has the life of God within him, that he's the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And we want to appreciate this. We want to allow the accounts of the miracles to move us to keep up our faith in the Lord Jesus. And sometimes we wish Jesus would work miracles all the time. But even in the Gospel, he doesn't work miracles all the time. He'll work a miracle for this person, for that person, for this group, and for that group. But he's not doing miracles constantly. And his miracles will require people to keep the faith. They'll put their faith in him when they witness the miracle, but they're still going to have that faith challenged. Think, for example, of Lazarus, who had died. His family and friends were very saddened by his death. Jesus comes into the situation and calls Lazarus to rise and raises him from the dead. But Lazarus will one day die again, and who knows what other troubles he may have experienced in his life after that. So the people would still have to remember that Jesus Christ is the Lord, even if Lazarus would have to face all manner of difficulty. So faith in Jesus, faith in the Son of God, is really important. Jesus wants us to have faith in him. Another thing we learn from this Gospel is that Christ is in command. Now, the storm for us can represent any challenging situation in life. It could be some change in your life. It could be some hardship or suffering. It could be anything. Something that makes you feel like the earth is kind of, or your life is kind of rocking around a bit. You're being tossed about here and there. You don't know which way to go. You can't navigate anywhere. That's like the storm. Some people have little storms in their life. Actually, I think everybody has some kind of storm in their life. One of the things I've discovered is that the older you get, the more you become aware that there can be a lot of different kinds of storms in people's lives. Some people have major storms in their life right now. Now, think about what happens in this Gospel. Jesus Christ tells his apostles to get in the boat, to go to the other side. And all of a sudden, they're in the middle of a storm. Now, think about that for a moment. That could lead someone to say, "Jesus has failed us. He told us to do this, and we obeyed him, and now we're in all kinds of difficulty. We're experiencing all kinds of hardships." You know, it's kind of like the life of the apostles after the resurrection, when they became the missionaries of the church. They faced so many challenges simply because Christ said, "You follow me and go make disciples of all nations." You know, St. Paul speaks about these challenges in his writings, that he's experienced beatings and imprisonments and sleepless nights and hunger and thirst and all kinds of trouble because he's serving Christ. Well, these storms could make them question, "Was I right to follow Christ? Can I trust in him?" But the other lesson that is deep in this part of the Gospel is that When we have a storm in our life, we have that challenge. We begin to wonder, God, why did you allow this situation to come into my life? Why did you allow me to go right into the storm? Well, we have to remember that Jesus Christ is still the Lord, that he is still all-powerful, and that his plan for us is beautiful, and we need to trust in him. And if we don't, then we have tremendous fear that paralyzes us, that weighs us down. We'll start questioning God's providence. We'll start doubting that God is our Father. You know, Jesus told us to call God our Father, and that means he is. That means he's the sovereign Lord of our life. We just have to follow him. Even in the midst of a storm, we need to be convinced that Jesus Christ, the Lord, is Lord and is still in command. And in the Our Father prayer, we say, Lord, your will be done. And we want to move with that spirit of trust in him. The apostles, they become fearful. They forget this. They forget that Jesus Christ is the Lord. They've heard his teaching. They've witnessed many of his miracles. They probably believe that he's the Son of God. And now they forget everything. They're in this storm, and they feel like Christ has failed them. They feel like he doesn't care about them, that he's forgotten them. Jesus will say in the gospel somewhere, fear is useless, what is needed is trust. And he rebukes them for their fear. What led them to have this fear? Jesus doesn't like it. It's actually considered to be something that's displeasing to God in this situation. Well, it's simple. They forgot that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he loves them. And that can happen to us too. Once a storm comes, we focus so much on the storm and we forget that Jesus Christ is still our Lord and he still loves us. And so what we should do is we should, whenever some storm comes into our life, we should respond with deeper trust in the Lord Jesus. Sometimes in the face of a storm, it's difficult to pray. And I always recommend to people that little prayer from the Divine Mercy image. Jesus, I trust in you. It can be difficult, but that's the way to go. That's really the only way to continue to live life to the full in the face of some storm. Otherwise, we focus on the storm, and then we become very negative. And then we forget that Christ is with us, and then we stop following him. And then we create our own storms, and that causes more trouble for us. Jesus wants us to keep our trust in him. Now, what can happen to us, though, is we can forget God when a storm comes. We can believe everything that Jesus teaches. We can believe everything the Catholic Church teaches. We can be going to Mass. We can be going to confession. We can pray in the rosary. We can do all sorts of things. We can listen to talks on the internet. And then all of a sudden, a difficulty comes in our life, and we forget everything. We forget that God is our Father. So we need to remember to put our trust in the Lord. Here are some practical suggestions. Number one, listen carefully to the Word of God, especially when you have some difficulty. Take, for example, the Psalms. The Psalms are like a school of prayer, and they contain basically every sentiment of the human heart in our relationship to God. Read the Scriptures, read the Gospel, read the entire Bible if you can, and let that be something that inspires you to put your faith in Jesus. Secondly, be thankful to God for the gifts he's given to you, especially the gift of the sacraments, of the Eucharist. There is the real presence of Jesus, especially the gift of his divine mercy, and also all of the gifts and blessings he's given to you throughout your life. When you do that, you'll remember that God has always been with you throughout your life, and he's leading you. And even in the times when you were in some kind of storm, you'll realize that God has blessed you richly, and he has. He hasn't forgotten about you, and he won't. And also, finally, remember that you're not alone. There are so many good people with you. Think about that boat. They're in a storm, but they're not alone. They have Jesus, and then they have their friends, the other apostles. Well, You might be going through some storm right now in your life. It can be a series of little ones or it can be a major one. You may feel fearful and isolated, but you have no reason to be afraid. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Do away with your fear and trust in Him. And remember, you're not alone. Pope Benedict said once years ago that he who believes is never alone. You're not. So many people are right there with you, on your team. They're there with you enduring all kinds of the storms in their own lives, temptations and trials and difficulties and challenges and problems and confusion, but they want to follow Christ. You're not alone. So on this boat, which can be considered the whole church throughout the world, keep up your faith in Jesus. Trust in Him. And so, brothers and sisters, maybe you have some storm in your life right now, but you have Jesus. He's there. He is your Lord, and He loves you. And if you don't believe that, just trust in Him. And if that's difficult, then go to His Mother Mary and say to her, Mary, I have a hard time with this situation in my life. I have a hard time trusting in the Lord, but You're my mother, and I want to do God's will. Help me to be like You and to live in a way pleasing to Your Son, our Lord Jesus. And this will change everything. Your fear will go away, your confidence will grow, and you will find out that God loves you and His plan for you is unfolding in your life and is beautiful. God bless you.